Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And Rob, a lot of really great storylines this weekend. Josh Allen trying to rise, right? We see the talent. We see the accomplishments. But can he get over that giant in the AFC? The last 3 years dominated the AFC, or at least the last two. And 3 years got into the AFC Championship. And that would be Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. There's Matt Stafford facing Tom Brady. But Stafford, can he win a big game on the road? You look at that defense. You look at those running backs. You look at those receivers. And they all check the boxes as legit. What about the quarterback? That's the question there. And Matt Stafford, Rob, he had his down points this year. But if he's able to get them to the conference championship, if he's able to get them to the Super Bowl, then all those who said he'd be the MVP, they're going to lead the Rams to the Super Bowl. I mean, they look a little bit better. So that's a storyline.
I was going to say.
Tennessee and Cincinnati.
Look a little bit better, right? Right.
Yeah, a little bit better. But look, if he wins the Super Bowl, it looks a lot better. But Joe Burrow in the AFC, the young stud. Rob, nobody. Tell him you won't play. Tell him you're sitting out. You can't go to Cincinnati, right?
We never bought into that. We're like, right. Hey, let's not make it. Cincinnati might not have won a playoff game, but they went seven times. So let's with the same coach.
And before that, Rob, you know they were they have not been this joke franchise. Absolutely. Right. And that if you're a winner, I mean, you know if you're a bad, if you're a first round pick, you're not going to a great team. So he took up the challenge, Rob, and he is doing well. And we'll see how well he can do and how far he can go in just his second year. And then I think the biggest story of them all, bigger than Tom Brady, bigger than Patrick Mahomes, bigger than Matt Stafford, is Aaron Rodgers. And Rob, we all know, awesome player, tremendous individual career, and has had success, has won. But he's only won one Super Bowl, only been to one Super Bowl. And that was 11 years ago. And he's had some playoff failures. And Rob, he's going to win his second MVP. I mean, we all be shocked if he doesn't win his second straight MVP. His fourth MVP award ever. Second only to the great Peyton Manning. If he would is able to lead them to the Super Bowl this year with the home court advantage, home field advantage throughout, then there's Rob. He's right there with any quarter. I mean, Brady obviously has distanced himself with the seven Super Bowls. But after that, you'd probably, you say Aaron Rodgers, you can put his name next to anybody's. But if he loses, Rob, what in the world will they say about Aaron Rodgers? And he knows it. I don't know, Rob G, do we have sound? But he knows that he, his legacy, he's not riding on it. He's a Hall of Famer. He's an all-time great. We all know that. But he even admitted himself that these are the moments your legacy is built on. And he acknowledges that. So he's got to get it done. So, Rob, what do you feel like? I mean, for Aaron Rodgers, to me, again, the biggest story of the playoffs. And what do you think he's going to do? And what do you think is riding on this for him?
I don't know. Like when you talk about legacy, of course. If he had never won, I think it's bigger for him. If he's never won. So you can't say the guy.
Absolutely. If he never
won. Yeah, if he had never won, I think it's totally different in where he is. It's not like he never won. He was the Super Bowl MVP, beat the Steelers. You know, we could go on and on. But sure, should there have been another trip or two? Absolutely. The onside kick in Seattle. We could talk about this, talk about that. So he knows what's in front of him. I don't think there's anything where he doesn't understand that. And he's in a situation, too, where I think this is the best team he's ever had. I really believe better than the 15-1 team because they're adding three Pro Bowlers who didn't even play. Won 13 games without three Pro Bowlers. I mean, that who can do that? That's pretty incredible. So those guys are coming back to be a part of what they do. I think this team can win in different ways. They run the football. When they went to Arizona in the desert against a 7-0 team without their three best wide receivers, guess what? They ran the football. He threw when he had to. They won that game. So I've seen that side of the Packers. The Packers' defense is opportunistic. I think they have not lost a game where they've gotten a turnover, an interception. So they make plays. They beat Kyler Murray with an interception in the end zone to win the game. Those are the things. When I look at the team, they got two running backs. Not one, they got two. They run the ball well.
What do you think the story is, the narrative?
It just depends. If the defense gives up 45 points, I don't think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I think it'll be Aaron Rodgers again. Been on a team that gave up 45 points in the playoffs, which has happened. Five of his losses where they've given up, I don't know, 38 or more, or whatever it is. I think in Tom Brady's career, it's happened one time. He's had it happen five times. So it depends on how he plays and what happens. Last year, the game turned when the defense gave up that touchdown at the end of the half. I mean, that
against
changed
Tampa?
The entire. Yeah,
but he wasn't doing nothing.
No, but I'm saying that, but that turned the game right there. That turned the game. That was, you can't give that up at the end of the half in a game that I think was 14-10 at the time. But anyway.
It was.
It's one of those. So everything's on the table for him. if he does win and move on to a Super Bowl or even wins the Super Bowl, which a lot of people like the Packers and they're the favorites to win the Super Bowl, if they do, you know, get it done, it will be huge for him, because to win back-to-back MVPs at this age and then to finally get back to the Super Bowl and win another one. And it was the start of Tom Brady's three more, or, you know, four more actually, was after he had a 9 year where he didn't win. He didn't win a Super Bowl in 9 years. So could that flip and turn the switch on Aaron Rodgers? Say they, I'm just giving you a hypothetical. They win. They say, we're trading Jordan Love. You're here the next 3 or 4 years. We give you a contract. We got a good team. We're going to pay these guys. We're going to keep this team together and try to make a run for the next 2 or 3 years. And just, I'm just all hypothetical. They wind up winning another one, and now he's 3-0 in the Super Bowl. He wins. He's won two MVPs in the last 3 years, and all of a sudden, with all the other records and accolades he has, you start to look at him. You could push him closer to Joe Montana. You know what I mean? In that conversation,
closer. You could. He could challenge Joe Montana.
You know what
he
I mean?
He wins three. Yeah. No. And that's the thing, where even if he loses, he's still got time. I mean, the time is fading. Time is wasting.
Yeah, yeah.
But he still would have time. It wouldn't totally be over for him. But I think it is a little more dire than you. I do think, even if he plays well, Rob, he just has to win. I don't care if he throws for 400 yards and four touchdowns and they lose 35-30. That's bad. You won 13 games. You won home field advantage. You got beat by a wild card quarterback by Jimmy Garoppolo if they lose. He's just got to win. Even if he plays poorly, he's just got to win. And I say that because, yes, you're right. We all know their defense has not been great in a lot of these playoff losses, but neither has the offense. We had Greg Jennings, you know, friend of the show, Renaissance man, and former teammate of Aaron Rodgers, who won the Super Bowl, the only Super Bowl that Rodgers won and went to. Greg Jennings was one of his top receivers. And Greg even said, look, yes, the defense gave up a lot of points, but Rodgers also didn't do much in the first halves of those games, early in those games, and he helped put the defense in some bad situations. And Rob, when you look at it, 2020 against Tampa Bay, you mentioned that game. They're down 21-10 at halftime and 28-10 in the third quarter. Rodgers got to put up more than 10 points in the first half. The year before against San Francisco, they lose 37-20. They're down 27-0 at halftime. Sure, the defense deserves to be taken to the woodshed for giving up 27 first half points, but how about the offense scoring a few? Nothing. That's also on him. You go way back to 2016 when they lost 44-21 to Atlanta in the playoffs. Yeah, 44 points. You can't have it, defense. How are we going to win with that? But they were down 24-0 at halftime, 31-0 in the third quarter. That's, some of that's on Rodgers for not putting up points. And you, there's other instances as well where he hasn't gotten it done. So he is a large part of this. He's not innocent in all of these losses. And this isn't an NFC title game, but it's, I don't know, understand what it is about NFC title games with him, but that's where he really has struggled. He, like you said, Robbie, was great in that Super Bowl win over Pittsburgh, but that NFC title game, he was bad. Two interceptions, no touchdowns. At division round or earlier rounds, he's not bad, but that NFC title game, five of them, lost four straight. He's got 9 touchdowns and 8 picks. The guy that never throws interceptions. He's the best ever at not turning the ball over from that position. And yet when they get an NFC title game, he's coughing it up like it's a hot potato. And so there's a lot on the line. Like you said, obviously his legacy is set as an all-time great and Hall of Famer. But we nitpick, Rob. We always say this with the all-time greats. And this is a big nit to pick on Rodgers if he gets beat on Sunday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Some big games, and one that's huge because both of these teams, a lot of people feel like could win the Super Bowl, and that is the Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Buffalo Bills in the AFC. Chiefs, the easy pick. They've been to the last three AFC title games, last two Super Bowls. Easy pick in the AFC. But a lot of people went out and picked Buffalo, Rob. A lot of people thought Josh Allen would win the MVP.
It's amazing how many people have picked Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. The Chiefs are favored by 1.5. But dare I say, Rob, I kind of think just from the things I've seen, people on TV,
right,
social media, reading articles, I feel like more people are picking Buffalo than Kansas City. Do you feel that way,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think people were really blown away, Chris, by what they did to Bill Belichick and his defense, and to score your first seven possessions, to hang that on a Belichick defense that played pretty well this year. I think people were like, this is the team we expected to see earlier. This is the team that went into Kansas City earlier and beat them pretty good. So I was telling you the whole time that I still believed in Buffalo. And you said, you don't even believe in your pick. I was like, Buffalo. Because I picked Baltimore. Well, obviously, they didn't make the playoffs. So I can't go with Baltimore. They're not in the playoffs.
Right.
So I went with Buffalo. And I think this is going to be a great game.
But
I think Buffalo will upset them. I think this is going to be something.
Here's the thing about Buffalo. If they bring their A game, Rob, or maybe A-plus game, which obviously they had against New England, it's hard for anybody to beat them. There's no doubt. I mean, they got the number one ranked defense in the league. Josh Allen is a threat not only with his arms, but with his legs.
And he makes plays with his legs, Chris.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, he's tough. Lately, they've had a running game with Devin Singletary, and they got great receivers. I don't know. It'd be interesting whose A-plus game is better. I mean, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Buffalo,
right,
Kansas City, But the challenge with Buffalo, Rob, and obviously I'm going to stick with my pick, Kansas City, but even just looking at it, stepping outside of my pick and outside of wanting the Chiefs to win to validate my pick, I got questions about Buffalo, and they mainly revolve around their inconsistencies. Like, Buffalo is up and down. Josh Allen is up and down, and so is the team. I guess they go as he goes. But, Rob, you mentioned how great they looked last week, and that's undeniable. But if you look at the regular season, there were several times when they had great wins. When they beat the Chiefs, 38-20 in Arrowhead, they came back the next game and lost to the Titans. Now, there's no shame in that because the Titans are
the number one in the AFC. Right.
But a few weeks later, they pummeled the Jets. And I know it's the Jets, but they put 45 on them, like ran over them. Next week, they get blown away by the Indianapolis Colts, give up 41 points. Then they go ahead and wax New Orleans. And that's saying something. Even though the Saints didn't make the playoffs, they shut out Tom Brady 0 points and held Aaron Rodgers to 3 points. Buffalo goes in there and puts 31 on them in New Orleans. And then the next week is when they lose to the Patriots, and the Patriots only throw 3 passes. Even if you look at the big win, the comeback, when they wanted to prove something to the Patriots and to themselves, and they did do that. They went to Gillette, Foxborough, and they beat the Patriots. The next week, Rob, Josh Allen has his worst game of his career, like a 17 passer rating, and they struggle against the Falcons. So I just don't know. I mean, we don't know what Buffalo team's going to show up.
And so I think that's something to worry about. And that Chiefs team that they beat was completely different. It was obviously when the Chiefs were struggling, the defense was one of the worst in the league at that point. Chris Jones was out. Melvin Ingram was out. And Mahomes was struggling. He had 3 turnovers, 2 interceptions, and a fumble. But they found themselves. The defense over the second half, one of the best in the league. Mahomes only had 3 interceptions in his last 9 games. So this is a different Chiefs team that Buffalo's facing than early in the year. And so that's why I'm feeling good about my Chiefs pick.
Yeah, I think this is a different Buffalo team as they get into the playoffs. And they have a year of experience underneath their belt. I think that that's big. I think that they've won in Kansas City is big. They know they can do it. And if I'm Kansas City, I'm concerned about Kansas City's defense. I know that they had a nice stretch going. That game they lost to Cincinnati bothered me a lot because it was a lot riding on that game. And they were up, I think you told, 3 times they were up by 14 points and wind up losing that game 34-31 and gave it up in the second half. So I don't know what Chiefs defense is going to show up. I can't really base anything off of what they did against Pittsburgh because they weren't really a playoff team, and I just throw that out the window.
They actually were, but
no, I'm just talking about.
I mean, they made
but
the playoffs.
But I'm just saying that because the league added another team, but I mean, they weren't a playoff team.
I mean, hey. Well, they were a playoff team.
No, they weren't a playoff team. Maybe to you.
Okay.
But my point is.
No, to everybody. I mean, historically, they're a playoff team. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but they weren't a real
playoff team. You can say they weren't very good, but they were a playoff team.
They weren't a real playoff team. But anyway, my point is that I don't know what defense is showing up in a game against a prolific kind of passer, which we saw with Burrow. When Cincinnati beat them and threw for a ton of yards against them and won the game in the second half. So I just think this is a natural progression. Buffalo last year didn't get there, but I think this is their opportunity to make it happen again. And I like where they are. When you have the number one defense, you got a chance right there if your quarterback limits the mistakes.
What do you think? It means for Mahomes if he loses. I mean, coming into the season, I feel like most people were calling him the best quarterback in the league. Now, obviously, some would say Rodgers, but I think going into the season, Mahomes, for the most part, had that title, certainly best young quarterback. If he loses this, Rob, what do you think, you know, the narrative surrounding Mahomes is, at least for going into next season?
Well, I mean, I think that it'll be readjusted and people will look at it. It also depends on him, Chris. If he has a bad game, throws a couple of picks or fumble, you know what I mean? Just like not a good game and he doesn't play well and they lose, I think people will look at the whole season and say, yeah, he got it together, but he really struggled at some points. He really made a lot of bad decisions and mistakes, and they might go back to thinking about that if he does this in this playoff game against the number one defense. He's done a lot of good things already early in his career, but I don't know if he would hold on to people thinking, A, he's the best young quarterback out there, and B, if he's Jordan-esque or he's for sure going to continue the path, because now it's a couple of years he hasn't. I don't think he'll get an MVP vote, but a couple of years he hasn't even gotten an MVP vote. And then, you know, he didn't score any points in that Super Bowl game. And then this would be a what people would look at as an early exit when people thought, you know, he took less money and tried to help the team and, oh, they're going to run off all of this and their roster got better, but yet they haven't won. So I think people will look at him a little differently. I'm not saying they're going to think he's a bum or garbage or trash, but I don't think people are going to think he's the best young quarterback in the league if they lose.
You don't think they'll think he's the best young quarterback? Forget best. Who would they say?
Well, it depends on if Josh Allen gets the Bills to the Super Bowl, Chris, and plays, they might look at him if he's able to get to the Super Bowl and he plays really well. Like, just say he has an unbelievable another game that the seven scores in the first seven possessions.
Well,
obviously,
that, I mean that
right. I mean, but if he hangs up hangs 35 or 38 on the Chiefs or something like that and gets to the AFC Championship game, it could be him. That's all.
I do think you're right. Even I would disagree with the sentiment, but I do think that sentiment will be out there. He won't be called the best quarterback in the league. The best quarterback in the league will be called Aaron Rodgers. Now, if Mahomes leads him to a Super Bowl, plays well, he'll have that mantle. MVP, forget that. He got it done in the postseason. People will give him that. But you're right. If he loses this week, I think Aaron Rodgers will have that title going mantle into next season. Yeah. And you're right. Look, if Josh Allen or who knows what Joe Burrow does, right. You already hear some people, and again, I disagree. I think it's wrong. But some people are saying they take Herbert for the next 5 years over.
See,
Mahomes.
He's another one. Chris,
some are saying Burrow,
are so, right? Or so Allen. Crazy yeah. about right. Those three guys there, and it just depends. Obviously, Herbert's at home. He played real well, and we saw him come back against the Raiders, right? And put some magic up. But
right.
the landscape is crowded now from when Mahomes first broke in. It just
but
is.
I see. I won't come off the Jordan-esque mantle. Even if they lose tomorrow, because Jordan, as great as he was, and, you know, we think he's the GOAT, he didn't win every year. You know, he didn't win till his seventh year in the league. Now, Mahomes started early and, you know, has been to the last two Super Bowls. He don't have to go to every Super Bowl to be Jordan-esque. Tom Brady,
so what
we always
would
talk about it, Rob,
what it,
didn't
what
win.
What would it be? So what would
it,
he have
it can
to
look
do?
Different. I mean, he got to win a handful of rings. That's for darn sure. He got to win like five rings at least. Four or five rings, some more MVPs. But fourth year as a starter and first year not getting to the AFC Championship, second year out of four not getting to the Super Bowl, no way I'm saying he can't be Jordan-esque just because of that.
But let me say this. But as you go on, how much longer
will... win, yeah.
How much longer will Andy Reid be the coach? How much longer could they keep the team together where you lose some people? You know, I'm just saying, like, the window isn't forever. It's not forever. Like,
well, if you're that guy, it can be. Aaron Rodgers' window was forever. I mean, really,
nah,
Aaron Rodgers' window is his
win.
Entire career. Yeah, but that's on him and that's on the defense.
Yeah, but
the window was
there.
Sometimes
they didn't have the defense that was going to win.
The years they didn't have a team that could win it, that wasn't even within the window, was when he didn't make the playoffs in 17 and 18. Other than that, the window was open. Now, it doesn't mean you walk through it every year. Tom Brady doesn't walk through it every year. But the window is there. Brady's window was his entire career, pretty much. Rodgers' window was pretty much his entire career as a starter. And I think that's how it'll be for Mahomes. And really, I feel like just about any ultra-historically elite quarterback, Peyton Manning, even though he only won two, the window was always open.
And he really only won one. The last one was a party.
He didn't play well.
And I'm just saying, like, I'm not dissing his career, Chris, but that was a parting gift. Anybody could have been a quarterback of that team and won that Super Bowl. It wasn't about Peyton.
He didn't have a great year, but he gets the two, you know, he gets the two rings. And
I'm not taking it away from him, but.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could.
would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We've thrown out the Tennessee-Cincinnati game, you know, a few questions to some of our guests, but we haven't really talked a lot about it. Obviously, of the four games, that's the one that is least being talked about. And what's interesting here, Rob, is that Tennessee, even though they're a number one seed, even though they have beaten like four teams, I think, that are still alive.
Right. No, they got an impressive win record against good teams.
Absolutely. They beat the Colts, who didn't make it, but still a good team. They beat the Bills, Rob. They beat the Chiefs 27-3. They beat the Rams 28-16.
In L.A.
And they beat the Niners. And so, despite all that, and some of those wins came without Derrick Henry, at least one of them, the Niners. And Henry's coming
also
back.
Also the Rams. Remember, that was their first game without him. Remember that?
Was the Rams? Okay. I wasn't sure if that was the one he got hurt or if that was – okay. And Derrick Henry's coming back. People aren't giving – I'm picking them to win. But it just seems like a lot of people aren't believers in Tennessee. Hardly anybody
it seems, is thinking they'll get to the Super Bowl. Why do you think I feel like they're being disrespected? Why do you think that is?
I think it's because of Tannehill, the quarterback, Chris, is they're old school where the best player is a running back.
Old school, like 1984 or something.
Yeah,
right?
You know what I mean, right? Right. Like it's just teams aren't built like that. This is a quarterback right. league. So when you look at the other quarterbacks around Chris who are playing, you go, he's like last. Him and, right? Next to Garoppolo.
Right, him and Jimmy G. Yep.
Right, they're like last. Everybody else is like a bona fide either star who's won or a rising star or something right. like that. So right. people look... And they just look at it and go, I just Ryan Tannehill, really? I know that they have Derrick Henry. Nobody wins with running anymore. You got to pass the football. You got to do this. You got to do that. And despite it, I think it's disrespect from this standpoint. If you had any doubt about that team, Chris, it would have shown itself when Derrick Henry missed those 10 games.
Right.
That's where you could say, see, that team is only about Derrick Henry. Without them, they're nothing. Tannehill can't win you any games. You know what? They went 10 games without him and lost the number one seed, Chris, and recaptured it. That's impressive.
Nah, it definitely is. Most people, including myself, expected them to fall off once Henry got hurt. Now, they had already won so many games. I think they had won 8 or 9, maybe 8 at that point. And it looked like they were still going to be able to make the playoffs, right? Just because they had gotten out to such a good start.
Right.
But I certainly didn't expect them to be a factor.
Neither
and certainly
did
I. Be the number one seed. And, Rob, they're a lot like San Francisco. It's interesting. You mentioned Garoppolo. He's the other quarterback you got question marks about. But they both have great running games. They both have not just good receivers, Rob, but hardcore receivers,
mm-hmm.
like bully-ish type receivers, right? A.J. Brown is a bad boy. I mean, Deebo Samuel's the ultimate, right? But A.J. Brown is a huge difference maker for them, and he's a guy that these defensive backs don't want to see in the open field. And so, and then, you know, defensively their style. And London Fletcher brought it up. Mike Vrabel done a great job. His personality.
He's a really
tough,
good coach.
Hard, absolutely.
He's a really good coach. I mean,
tough, hard nose is rubbed off on those guys, Rob. And so,
I'm picking him. He's not a Belichick disciple. So
right.
So, we can get that clear. He never,
played for him, but never ahead. Coached under him.
Right.
I'm picking. Are you going with him or are you going with Cincinnati?
No, I'm actually going with the Titans. They're at home. They're getting Derrick Henry back. They got to feel good. I like Cincinnati. I do. I like what they're doing.
I do, too.
But they're a young team, Chris, and they're on the road in a big game. I don't know. We saw them lose to the Jets. We could go over some of the
games.
They're
up and down. They were up and down all year. Right.
And you know what? Truth be told, didn't play that well in the second half against the Raiders. They didn't.
Nah, it wasn't.
They scored two
field
goals, Chris.
Yeah.
They scored two field goals in the second, one in the third quarter, one in the fourth. That's it.
Right.
With that high powered offense, that's it.
I mean, it's win in advance, and that's good for them, but it wasn't like a really impressive win.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.